KBOE Live and local, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Good morning to you on a Friday. It is 8:42 with a temperature of 12 on our way to 39 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on the morning show this morning by Leland Daines, Director of Visits Emporia. Leland, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about down there at the station?
So far, so good, my friend. Always a pleasure to talk to Leland as things are always something brewing and cooking down at the Visit Emporia offices. I know you recently announced some of your tourism grant recipients. How did that first round go here this year?
It went really well. I think there were about 8 or 9 different recipients. A lot of folks have really started to figure out. We do have the 2 grant cycles, January 1 and July 1, but most of our applications do come in on that first one, so we see a little bit heavier distribution at the start of the year for events that take place from, you know, Sunflower Winter Invitational, which is just this weekend, tomorrow, all the way to Freedom Fest in November and everything in between. And it's really just a pleasure for us to be able to have that little bit of money set aside so that we can, you know, really assist these organizations that are either creating something new in our community that is a benefit to our local residents, but also an attraction for out-of-town guests, or enhancing existing events. Maybe it's something that's been going on for a while, but this money can be put to use to create a new attraction or develop something new within an existing event that could be attractive to more people and bringing more people to town. So it was a very successful first round.
Yeah, and you do have the application form on your website, correct?
Absolutely. So as I mentioned, there is still money remaining in that grant fund, and there is another opportunity. The deadline is July 1st, so folks do not have to wait until then to submit their application. We'll hold it, but obviously we won't review those until July. It's important to note that this is a reimbursement grant, so once an event has taken place, they can fill out the completion report and get the money reimbursed. All the details, of course, are on our website at visitemporia.com. And if anyone is interested, if they've got an event idea or an attraction they'd like to work on, a project that they think would enhance the community, we want to hear about it. We want to help support that if possible.
Well, I know that we're, gearing up for a lot of activities, you know, heading into the spring. But what's on the burner right now, the front burner, Leland?
Yeah, well, it's a good question because I was just looking at our events calendar, and as you noted, there's always something going on, and it's a good reminder for me as I think of winter as potentially a little bit slower time for us, but I think it's not any slower. It's just that things move indoors, and so today is the first Friday of February, and I'm not quite sure how that has happened already, but here we are. But folks around town should know that First Friday means the First Friday Art Walk. And it's really exciting that is a year-round event. It doesn't stop just because the temperatures drop, and that's a good thing for us as a community. So I'd really encourage folks to get out this evening. And you know, today the weather's not too bad. It gets even better this weekend. So that's always a great one to support. Support those artists. Yeah. Also tonight, Glenn Miller Orchestra at the Emporia Granada Theater. So if anyone's interested in some jazz or wants to do a little swing dance, perhaps. That's a great opportunity with a world-renowned group. So,
indeed.
Yeah, we got to take advantage of these opportunities when they exist, and they come around quite often in the community.
Well,
but as I mentioned earlier, you know, tomorrow is the Sunflower Winter Invitational, and I don't think a lot of folks recognize how significant this event is. It is one of the larger gymnastics invitationals in the region, in the entire Midwest. There will be over 800 or 900 participants and their families in town this weekend. So be on the lookout for those folks and make sure to give them the wonderful Emporia greeting that we are known for.
Yeah, and we'll be busy downtown with gymnasts and trampolinists that are in town for this one-day event. And the Dolmans do a wonderful job in putting that on. This is not their first rodeo when it comes to these invitationals. A lot of work and a lot of volunteers come into play to make this event go each and every year. And as Leland mentioned, upwards of 800 will be participating. So that's a lot of folks. So you'll notice a lot of people downtown. probably in town tonight and downtown tomorrow. So,
right.
What else is going on, Lehman?
Well, to close out Saturday, after you've watched some tumbling and jumping at the auditorium, David Holland Band is playing at Bourbon Cowboy. They're at 10 p.m. for our night owls, and so that is another music opportunity, live music chance for folks, for our music lovers. And just want to remind everyone that they can find this information on our website, visit emporia.com/events. And if you have events that you would like to add to this calendar, you can do so free of charge at that same location. You submit your events. We want people to know about what's going on. So we rely on the community to help us out and make sure that you're submitting those events so that we can share with everyone the wonderful things that are happening around town.
And there are all kinds of wonderful things happening around town, even in the colder months in February here. But I'll tell you what, you're looking at the calendar throughout the year, Leland, you know, it's pretty amazing how many events and wonderful activities are hosted by our community here, isn't it?
It really is. You know, we're certainly an events town. I hear a lot of Kansas communities say that, and perhaps I'm biased or maybe it's just too close to home, but I think we stand even above some of the rest. I just think we have, maybe not in sheer volume, although we're up there in the number of activities that go on, certainly in the size and prestige of the events that take place. And I just think that's not only a testament to the organizers who create and put on these events, but the community that supports them. That is such a monumental part of the success of our activities, that our community turns out, we show up, we participate, and we support these things. And that is absolutely a big part of the success. And that absolutely translates to out-of-towners seeing that participation and wanting to participate themselves. So keep on turning out for these things, Emporians. It's really important to support the activities that we have. Not only for your own enjoyment, but to show the rest of the area that they should be there, too.
You know, as we host all these big events and more larger events, too, Leland, and we continue the quest or your quest to draw more people to our community, you know, we have been looking at, you know, adding more beds. What's the hotel situation here like? Anything new on that front?
Well, I'm always hesitant to rest my hat on construction projects, but I think the city has been talking about the potential new build. It would have been in the news a few months back that a group had purchased the old, what was Cracker Barrel originally, or Montana Mike's, as many might remember it. And those projects take time. That would be the newest of the new that I'm aware of, and we certainly hope for that. We advocate they are talking about a potential convention center along with that space, and that is something that our community is lacking. And those are opportunities that we have been missing out on to have conventions here in our community. I'm hopeful that that all continues to progress as planned, and that in the future we can have that facility.
More hotel beds a real need here, Leland? In your opinion?
There's a handful of weekends where we're beyond capacity, of course. But we do have to be careful, because when you increase occupancy, those handful of weekends don't keep you going throughout the whole year.
Sure.
So certainly a primary objective for us here in Visit Emporia is actually to spread that out across the entire year and make sure that we're growing overall occupancy to justify and meet the demand of any new rooms that might be built in the future. And right now, I think we're working towards that. You know, last year was a banner year for the Transient Guest Tax Fund. That's in part due to an increased average daily rate. So that means that the hotel room price was up, but that also occupancy was also up as well for the whole year. And fourth quarter of last year, we see that trend is continuing, and occupancy was up slightly, and it was the best fourth quarter we've had on record. So the trend is continuing, that more and more people are indeed coming to Emporia, and if that trend can continue, then we should have no problem in supporting that increase and meeting the demand of that convention space and potential new hotel.
Yeah, log on to visitemporia.com, and you'll find all kinds of information, and check out that calendar, too. They do a good job of keeping people up to date on what is coming up. Leland, thanks. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Have a good day.
You too. Yeah, bye
Leland
now.
Dane's director of Visit Emporia with us this morning, KVOE Live and a local. Good morning. It's 8:52.
Lyon County Spelling Bee is Tuesday, February 7th at the Emporia Humanitarian Center. Students from every Lyon County school district.